Shalom to all. Today's office is Bava Metzia, Daf Chaf, and we are starting about a third of the way into Almud with the brand new Mishnah. And today's office sponsor, Lilu Nishmas, Mars Merim Sar, Basim Yaakov, Maisha, her Nishama should have an Aliyah, and Lilu Nishmas, Rabbi Chmiel Mardachai, Ben Reb Chaim, his Nishama should have an Aliyah. As Mishnah says, Matzah Igros Shom, let's say letters of evaluation are found, and this is referring to document which Bezin evaluated in a chasm of the Loiva for the Malva to take as payment for his debt, or the Igros Mazoin, letters of food. This is where a person is Machayev himself to give food to his wife and daughters, Shtar Chalitza, Umiyunin, a Shtar Chalitza or Mion. We know that a Chalitza takes place when a man dies without children, and his brother has a chiv either to yibum, marry his wife, or do chalitza, set her free through a whole process. And so the shtar of chalitza attests to the fact that a chalitza happened, and mion is when an orphan katan is married off by her mother or brother. Since this is only derabanan, she's allowed to do mion, walk out of the marriage. So the shtar mion is a document attesting that she did this. Shtar birurin, or shtar bir, which we're going to explain a little more what that is. B'chol ma'aseh bezdin, or any ma'aseh bezdin, harezi yachzer, it's allowed to be returned to the person who's written in the shtar. That's because we're not chashish that it didn't take place. Bezdin themselves wrote it, and we're also not chashish for Perayin, as we explained earlier on in the Gemara a number of daf ago, that these are labanei perayin nenhu. The mission continues. Let's say a shtar was found in these different types of containers, or takhush al shtaris, a roll of shtaris was found, ayagudish al shtaris, or a bundle of shtaris was found. Harayze yachzer, it's returned. Vekamagudish al shtaris, and how much is a bundle of shtaris? Shlosh ekshur and zebazet, three shtaris tied to each other. Now Rav Shimon Gamliel tells us, echad alayv mishloisha. Let's say we have three shtaris that were found, and on each one of them, it had the same loiva's name, the same borrower's name, yachzer loiva, so we're going to give them back to the loiva. For example, if one shtar said that Reuven borrowed from Shimon, the next one said Reuven borrowed from Levi, the next one that Reuven borrowed from Yehuda, so we're going to return them all to Reuven, because obviously the Reuven shtaris. Where Shlesh HaLavim Echad, we found that three separate people borrowed from one person, Yachzer LaMalveh, so we're going to give all these shtaris back to the Malveh. For example, if on all three shtaris it said that Reuven borrowed from Yehuda, Shimon borrowed from Yehuda, and Levi borrowed from Yehuda, so we're going to give these shtaris back to Yehuda. Another scenario, Matzah Shtar Ben Shiraisav, let's say a person found a shtar that's not related to him among his other shtaris. For example, Beryl found a shtar among his shtaris that says that Reuven borrowed $100 from Shimon. Veni Adam Mativ, and he doesn't know what the situation with it is. He doesn't know if Reuven had paid back, or if he didn't pay back, or maybe he partially paid back, and the shtar was given to him to watch until the rest of the loan is paid. So then Yehimun Echad Shevi Aliyo, it has to remain until Aliyo Navi comes to clarify what the situation is. And lastly, Im Yashimon Simpainois, if among this fellow's shtaris, he finds Simpainois, which is another word for saying a shiver, a receipt, so he finds a receipt that says that a loan that he was owed was paid back, Yasa Masheva Simpainois, he has to do what's written on this Simpain, on this shiver, on this receipt, and he's not allowed to collect this loan. And that's even though a receipt is usually held by the loiva, by the borrower, and over here it's the malva, the lender who has the receipt, nonetheless, he's not allowed to collect this loan. And the Gemara is going to talk about this. So first of all, the Gemara says, my shtar biruin, what exactly is a shtar birur? So achatirgmu, over here in Bavel, they explain that shtar tanasa is referring to a shtar taina, meaning it's a shtar in which the litigants' tainas are written up. Whereas Rabbi Yirmiyahu, who's from Eretz Yisrael, he said, zeh barer loy echad, zeh barer loy echad, this one chooses that one, and this one chooses that one. In other words, when you have two people coming for the entire, each of the litigants can choose a dayon, and the third dayon is chosen by those two. So shtar biruin is which dayon each of the litigants chose. And we continue explaining the mishnah of chomai sebezin or a yachzer. And now we have a story that we already mentioned previously in the Gemara. Who gita shtacha beidina drav huna. There was a get that was found in the bezin of Ravuna. The avak siv bay. The following was written on it. Bishviri masa da rachas nara. That this get was written in the city Shviri, which is on the river Rachas. Now Amar Ravuna Ravuna says chafam bezin atav chashin l'shnei Shviri. We have to be chayshish that there are two cities with the same exact name. Meaning, even though in the Shviri that we know there aren't two people with the same name, so we don't have to be chayshish that two getin came from the same place. We still have to be chayshish that there's another city called Shviri, which is on this river Rachis, and there's another person by the same name who lives in that city who decided to divorce his wife, and this document was really written for that guy and not for the other person, and therefore we can't give it back. Rav Chizla told Rabba, Paik Ayin, go look into this din. In the evening, Rav Huna is going to ask you about this din. So Nafak Rabba went out, Duck, he looked into it, but Ashkach, and he found that none. We have a mission that says, Kol Ma'aseh Bezdin Harizeh Yachzer, that we could return any Ma'aseh Bezdin. And this is a Ma'aseh Bezdin, so really it should be returned to the fellow. Now, Rav Amram asked Rabba, how could you learn Isser from Mominus? Our Mishnah is talking about cases of Mominus, where one person owes another money. And it's on that we say, Ma'aseh Bezdin Yachzer. But over here, you're talking about Isser. This we're referring to is the get of a woman. So you can't learn Isser from Mominus. So Amalei Rabba responded to him, Tirdo, which is a very strong term, which could be insulting. Shtar Chalitza Miyun Tanan. Our Mishnah says, a shtar of Chalitza and Miyun, that's referring to cases of Isser, that's talking about cases of Ishos. So our Mishnah is talking about cases of Isser. What type of question are you asking me? Now the Gemara tells us, Paka Arzit Ve'Rav, the cedar beam, meaning one of the main beams in the base medrash, split in half. So Mar Amar Rav Amram said, Mishum La Sayyidi Dipaka, it's my mazel, it's because of my covet that it split, because Rav insulted me, he called me a tirta. Whereas Umar Amar, Rabba said, Mishum La Sayyidi Dipaka, it's split because of my mazel, because he tried to upschlug me with this question that's not valid at all. And we can explain the Mishnah, Matzah B'Chafisa B'Deloskema, if the shtar was found in a Chafisa or Deloskema. So we ask, my Chafisa, what exactly is a Chafisa? What type of container is it? So Amar Rabba Barchana, he explains, Chemis Katana, it's like a small flask. And my Deloskema, what's a Deloskema? Amar Rabba Shmuel, he explains, Halika Nika Desabi, it's some sort of box or container that old people keep their stuff in, and that's where the shtar was found. Now we can explain the Mishnah, Atachur Shtars, Agud Shtars, V'chulu. So we see that we mentioned these two different things in the Mishnah. Atachur is a roll of shtars, and Agud is a bundle. So Tanur Banu, we have a brisa. Kamu Atachur Shtars, how many shtars are in Atachur? Shloshek Ruchin Zabazet, three rolled up together. Bekamihi Agud Shtars, and what about an Aguda, a bundle? Shloshek Shurin Zabazet, three tied to each other. Ask the Gemara, Shamas Mina, Kesher Simin. Does that mean that we learn from here that a Kesher, a knot tying something together, is a Simin? And this is going to be a question asked in the next parak. Let's say a person loses something which is tied with a unique knot. Is he able to get it back by giving the Simin that I tied it in such and such a way? Well, it seems like we have an answer for that question from this Braisa, because the Braisa says that three shtars tied together is something that has to be given back. So it must be that the way the guy is getting his shtars back is because he's saying what type of tie was. So Mar says, no, that's actually not what we're talking about. Hatani Reb Chiya, Reb Chiya taught, Shlosha Kruchen Zabazeh, the what's an agud of shtars, a bundle, three shtars that are rolled up together. Ask the Gemara, Yachi, Hanu Tachrich. So that's the same thing as a roll of shtars. What's the difference? And the answer is, Tachrich, Kol Chad V'Chad B'Rosh L'Chavrei. A roll of shtars, each of them are at the top of the other one, which means that a Tachrich, a roll of shtars, is that we take shtar number one and we roll it up, and then we take shtar number two and roll it on top of shtar number one, and then we take shtar number three and roll it on top of both of them. Whereas I go to what's a bundle, D'Ramu Adadi U'Kruchais. We place all the shtars on top of another, so we have a nice neat stack of them, and then we roll them all up together. Now the Gemara asks, which is somewhat of an entrance into the next parak, which talks about the chiv to be machriz, to announce something which is found, my machriz. So what's announced when a person finds bundled or rolled shtaros? And the suggested answer is minyan, the number that he found. I found three shtaros. And then the owner would provide the simon that were all rolled up together. Ask the Gemara, my area tlasa, if you'll train nami. So why does the Mishnah say it has to be three shtaros dafka? It could also be two shtaros. He could announce, I found two shtaros, and still the simon remains the same, that they were rolled up together. So why don't we talk about two? The Gemara says, you're right, El Kedam Ravina. It's like where Ravina says over there in the next parak, Tiva Machriz, that he announces that he found coins. He doesn't say how many coins, and the person that lost them says, you found X amount of coins. So Achanami, so over here, Shtar Machriz, the fellow simply announces, I found Shtaros, and the person who lost them has to say, you found three Shtaros. And that's why we're Dafka talking about the number three and not two, because obviously the minimum of Shtaros is two. We're not talking about two, we're talking about a minimum of three. And we can explain the Mishnah of Shimon Gamal Omer, Echar Alav Mishlash Yachzor Alav Vachulu, that we found three Shtaros, and each one, it was the same Leiva, the same borrower, showing that he had borrowed from three different people, so we're going to return those Shtaros to the Leiva. And we explain why that is. If you want to say that these Shtaros belong to the different lenders, so why are they all in the same stack in the same pile? They should be by three different people. So Gemara suggests an answer. Maybe they're being brought so we can mekayim them and affirm them in Bezdin. So Gemara says, no, they can't be because of mekayim. We're talking about stars that were already mekayim. The Gemara suggests, maybe they fell from the cipher and he was the one that was mekayim them, and really they belong to the lenders and not to the borrower. So Gemara answers, that can't be also. A person doesn't leave his star mekayim that he's able to collect the debt with in the hands of the cipher, the one who's mekayim it, and therefore it has to be that these fell from the loiva and not the malve. And we continue explaining the next part. If we have three shtaros that show that three separate people borrowed from the same fellow, so we're going to return these shtaros to the malva and not to these separate loivin. And the reason why that is, if you want to say these shtaros belong to individual borrowers, well, my bogabi adadis, then why are they all together? So we suggest that maybe they were being brought to be written. In other words, maybe they were written, but the havah never took place. And we answer the reason why that can't be is because they were written by three separate cipherim. However, the Gemara asked, maybe they were being brought to the cipher to be mekayim them, and still the halva never took place. And on this, the Gemara answers, malva mekayim shtare, loiva loy mekayim shtare. A malva is the one that's mekayim the shtares, and the loiva is not mekayim the shtar. So it can't be that it fell from the loiva, it has to be that these fell from a malva. And the Mishnah said, if a fellow found a simpain, a shiver, a receipt among his shtares, so we have to follow what it says in that receipt, and it means that this fellow is not allowed to collect the debt, even though, again, as we explained in the Mishnah, it makes sense for the simpain, for the shiver, to be by the loiva if he actually paid the loan. Nonetheless, we still have to follow what it says in the simpain, and he's not allowed to collect the loan. Now, Amar Vyir Rabba Amar Rav. Simpain Yetzim Tachas De Malva, a simpain that's coming from the Malva, meaning the Malva has the shiver, this receipt, Afal Misha Kasab Ksav Yadai, even though he himself wrote it, Ene Alek Mesachik, it's really just a joke, Upasol, and it's Pasol, which means that the Malva still is able to collect his loan. And loyal by Kasab Ksav Yad Cipher, you don't even have to say that if this was written by the cipher, that it's not considered a valid shiver, the Ikal member, because we could always say, Safar Sramile, it happens to be the Malva bumped into the cipher, the Kasav, and he had the cipher write him this receipt, even though the loan wasn't paid, and the reason why he would want that receipt is because it's very possible that he's going to bump into the life in the middle of the street, and the life is going to say, hey, I have your money for you, and he's going to want to pay the malva, but the malva is not going to have the shtar on him to return it to the life, so the life is not going to end up giving him his money. So that's why it's possible that the malva has the simpain, even though the loan wasn't actually paid. Even if it was written by the malva himself, possible, still it's possible, and we say the loan was not paid, because sover, the malva figured to himself, maybe the life is going to come to my house, Erev Shabbos, and there's not going to be time to write a receipt, but Kaparali is going to want to pay me. If I don't give him a receipt, receipt for his loan, lo yav li zuzi, he's not going to give me my money. So therefore, echtava no, I'm going to write this receipt right now, dechi aisi li zuzi, when he brings my money, atalei, I'm going to give it to him. And therefore, just because the malva has this receipt, even though he himself wrote it, that's not a raya that the loan was paid back, and he's still allowed to collect his loan. Here's question number one on this. Tanan Aramisha says, im yashiman simpainais, that if among his shtaris, he has a simpain, a shiver, a receipt, yasamashim simpainais, he has to do what's written on this receipt, which means it's considered like the loan is paid. So this is clearly not like Rav Yirmiyahu Bar Abba. The Gemara answers Aramisha is not a question. Kedam Rav Safra, it's like what Rav Safra said, which we're going to see in a minute, where Rav Safra said, shenimsa bein shtaris kruin, it was found among his torn up shtaris. Hachanami, so over here, Aramisha is referring to the case, shemasu bein shtaris kruin, he found it among his torn up shtaris, and since this shtar that says that Shimon owes him $100 was torn up, and he found a shiver right next to it, it must be that the shiver was written, but it was never actually handed over to the Leiva, but the Leiva did indeed pay his debt. Again, that's why the shtar was ripped up, and that's why he's not able to collect. However, in a different case, where the shtar halva was not ripped up, wouldn't follow what the simpan says, because it's by the malva. So Gemara comes another question, Tashma, we have a Mishnah that says, Nimtal echem in shtaroysov, let's say a person found among his shtaros, the following thing written, shtar shal Yosef ben Shimon perua, the shtar of Yosef ben Shimon is all paid up. And there's actually two Yosef ben Shimons in the same city that both owe this guy money. So shtar shnei peruin, we say that both of them are considered perua. So you see very clearly from here that even though the malva has a simpain, he has to follow what it says in it, and he's not allowed to collect the loan. So the Gemara says, no, Kedam Rav Safra. It's like Rav Safra says, Shinim Sabin Shtar's Kruin, he found it among his torn up shtaris. Hachanami, so it's over here, Shinim Sabin Shtar's Kruin, he found it among his torn up shtaris, and that's why we follow the simpain, because the shtar that it's written on was torn up. But if the shtar wasn't torn up, so then we wouldn't follow the simpain. Now, another type of question, our Yirmiyahu Bar Abba, Tashma, we have another Mishnah that tells us, let's say we had Reuven and Shimon, and they both died, and the Yisayim of Reuven are coming to collect from the Yisayim of Shimon. So they have to make the following Shvuah. Shvuah Shalai Pakadu Abba, a Shvuah that our father never gave us instruction in a will, Vishalayim Erlanu Abba, and that our father never told us about this halva, Vishalayim Atsanu Bein Shtarais of Shal Abba, Shashtar Zaparua, and we also never found among the shtars of our father that this shtar was paid, and therefore you have to pay us back. So you see very clearly from his last statement that they have to make that they never found among their father's shtarais that this was paid. If a shiver, if a simpain was found by the malve that the loiva did pay, even though it's by the malve, we still follow what's written on that receipt. Again, not like Rav Yirmiyahu Bar Abba. So once again, we answer, and here's the original source for this, Amar Safra. Safra says, Shinimsa Bein Shtar's Kruin, they're talking about they didn't find this document among their father's torn up document. But if the original shtar halva was never ripped up, so then the simpain is nothing. And Tashma, we have another tempting question. A brayso tells us, simpain sheyesh olav edim, if a simpain has edim, yuskayim b'chaysamav, we establish it with its witnesses, which means as long as we can confirm that the edim is signed on the simpain, we're going to follow it, even though it's by the malva. Clearly not like Rav Yirmiyahu Bar Abba. So my answer is ema, I'll really say that what's the brayso telling us? Yuskayim mechaysamav, that we're going to mekayim it from the people that had signed it. What does that mean? Chafal famar alf on top, tishalin luhu l'sadi, that we ask the edim who are signed on it, iperua, iloi perua, if the loan was paid back or if not. Meaning originally we just confirmed that these edim signed on this document and automatically we're going to follow it. Now we're saying that no, we're not going to follow what's written on it, even though the edim said yes, we signed it. We're actually asking the edim if the guy paid back his loan. So no question on Rav Yirmiyahu Bar Abba. Now we have one last question. Tashma, we have a brayso that tells us, simpain sheyesh olav edim, kosher. A simpain that has edim on it, it's kosher. Mashma, that we follow what's written in the simpain, even though it's by the malva. Clearly not like Rav Yirmiyahu Bar Abba. So Gemara says, no, my edim, what does it mean that has edim? Ede kiyum. Edim that are mekayim, the simpain is actually real. And Hachanai Mistar, it's actually logical to say that. Make Tani Seifa, since the Seifa this brayso says, v'she'ein olav edim pasul, if it doesn't have edim, it's pasul. Now my ein olav edim, what does that mean? It doesn't have edim. Ilay medaleka ilave edim klal, if you want to say the simpain doesn't have edim at all, tzricha l'meir with the pasul, do you have to tell me that it's pasul? Obviously it's pasul. It doesn't have edim. Elav edim kiyum. It must be that we're talking about it doesn't have edim kiyum, and even though it has edim on it, it doesn't have edim being mekayim, that it actually is a valid simpain, and that's the chiddush of the brayso. So once again, we don't have a question over here by Abba. And now we analyze the brayso that we quoted previously. Gufo stated, simpain sheshal of edim, if a simpain has edim on it, yuskayim b'chasamav, we establish that this is true with its signatories. Ain all of edim, if it doesn't have edim, v'yadim tachasi de shlish, but it's coming from a shlish, it's coming from a third party, meaning the shiver says that Reuven paid Shimon back, but Beryl's the one that's holding on to the shiver, or the simpain is after the signatories on the shtar, which means the shtar says that Reuven borrowed money from Shimon, and Beryl and Shmerel signed as edim on that shtar, and right after Beryl and Shmerel's signatures, it says that Reuven paid Shimon back. So kosher, this is a valid simpain, it's a valid shiver. Now we just explain this, if it's coming from a shlish, if it's coming from Beryl, again, Beryl has the simpain that says that Reuven paid Shimon back. The reason why we're going to follow that is the malva l'shlish, because clearly the malva trusted the shlish to hold on to this, and therefore we trust the shlish to say that Reuven did pay his halvah back. And yotzi lach chitim shtaris nami, also if this was written on the shtar itself after the chitim shtaris, we're going to trust it, dilav depriya, because if this loan was not paid back yet, lo have amar l'shtari, the malva wouldn't allow us to ruin the shtar itself and make a reis on it by writing that Reuven paid Shimon back. If Reuven didn't pay Shimon back yet, Shimon would never allow this to be written on the shtar halvah itself. And since it's written on the shtar halvah, it must be that it was actually paid back. Finishing the first parak of Maseches Bava Metzia, just like we finished this parak together, we should be zechah to finish the entire Maseches together, and of course, all of Shas. together. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with a brand new perek. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.